This week on the Hallmark Channel, it's Friendsgiving with Becky. A woman invites her besties to a charming log cabin for a Friendsgiving get-together, but at the last minute decides to invite her kind of friend, Becky, so she won't get her feelings hurt. A snowstorm hits, and they are trapped inside. Becky begins complaining about her toxic relationship and breakup, claiming she was love-bombed by a narcissist. Then everyone's Ozempic is wearing off, and they're running out of leftovers. The party's really over when Becky asks if any of them have a great guy they could set her up with. Yeah, it's met with deadly silence. Will they make it out of the cabin untraumatized? And is Becky the real problem in her relationships? Find out this weekend, spending Friendsgiving with Becky on the Hallmark Channel.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today's the day.
What? What are you talking about?
Today's Friday.
That day. Today.
All right. Are you ready to put on a show?
We've been working on it all week.
Well, it must be something. It
must be something approaching perfection.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I think you're going to dig it.
Get ready.
You ready for what now?
All right. Start the show.
Starting now.
Yep. The Mike Show. Approaching perfection. Absolutely. Positively. Thanks so much for joining us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's really simple. You just enable the skill. You say it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You got to add the VA in there. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find our link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine. CD. You can just go back in time. You can listen to every episode that we've ever made, and on through till Purple Patootie. When we started and when we'll end, I don't know. It's just going to go on and on and on. I'm going to create an AI version of myself that's just going to live on. So that's coming up. Anyway, and you can watch our show segments on Facebook Live. At the Mike Show VA. Last night, Tim Martinez was our musical guest at Three Roads. You can check out his performances up on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. All right, on today's program, of course, we're going to get smart with five random facts, and we're going to have somebody. It'll be somebody. It's either going to be Darius or Sarah from Lynchburg Community Market. Telling us all about Mistletoe Market. They are working hard, getting ready for that. Plus, we're going to get dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. We've got a good news story for you. And then there's this, movie theater etiquette. All right, there's some big movies about to drop or have already dropped. It's getting that time of the year. You know, the holiday season. You see all the big films starting to come out. Gladiator 2, Wicked. It's Glicked. It's like this year's Barbenheimer, I guess. I don't know. But we're gonna talk movie theater etiquette, And we've got the 10 most unacceptable behaviors, plus our top list, top reasons it's still better to see movies in theaters. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast. Oh, wait. Yes, of course, because it is Friday. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Thank you for calling the Cinema 12 Cineplex Multiplex, your hometown theater for low-budget versions of movies that have already been running in real theaters for the past couple of weeks. At 6 p.m., see Iron and a Man, the gripping tale of a man who has an iron. At 8, don't miss Star Trekker, It's Dark Outside, the satirical romp about a man who looks up at the night sky. And finally, at 10, it's Fast or Furious, the action-adventure about a man who cannot decide if he wants to travel at a high velocity or simply be angry. It's all happening here at the Cinema 12 Cineplex Multiplex, located in that abandoned mini-mall with all the now-leasing signs.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. Hi there. All right, so are you seeing Glicked this weekend? That's just this year's Barbenheimer, I think. Gladiator 2 and Wicked. All right. Well, I don't know. That's what people are calling it. I don't think it's going to catch on like Barbenheimer. But anyway, because of the double feature, a new poll looked at what the rules are in 2024 when it comes to movie theater etiquette. Here are the top 10 things, according to this, that you should never do. All right. Let's do it. I want to do it from the bottom up. It's the way I like to do it. Here. We'll emphasize with sound, too, because you should never do these things. All right. Yelling at a stranger because they did something rude. That's number 10 on the list. 17% say it's okay, though, but taking photos or recording video. You can't record video, especially of the movie. That's illegal. Talking at full volume during the movie. 11% or 1 in 9 people actually think that's okay. Let's be elderly. Eating or drinking loudly. Bringing your doggo, unless it's a service animal. Putting your feet up on the seat in front of you.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Revealing a plot point out loud before it happens. 6% think that's okay. Taking a phone call, leaving trash behind when you leave, or FaceTiming someone during the movie. Only 4% think that that's okay. At the other end of the spectrum, 92% say it's okay to get up and use the restroom during a movie. Of course you should be able to do that. 86% are fine with people applauding at the end. And 80% say it's okay to leave before the movie ends if you just don't like it. Yeah. Things we are more split on. Saving seats. 58% say it's okay, especially if you have a family and if you have kids and they're getting concessions or they're off in the bathroom or mom and dad are arriving separately. Yeah, saving seats is just fine. 58% say that's okay. Texting. Nah. That's 36% say it's okay. Making out with someone.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
32% say that that's okay in a movie theater.
Nice and, beaver.
You know,
thank you. Mm-hmm. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
And taking your shoes off.
Think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that. The last statistic that we have here, most Americans now think it's okay to sneak in your own food. 56% say it's acceptable. 27% say no way, and 17% aren't sure. But what about your big roadie of Prosecco? is that okay to bring in? Anywho, so that brings us to our top list. The holiday movie season officially kicks off this weekend, and while you might be tempted to wait until the films come out and you can watch them at home, let us remind you of the magic of the cinema with today's list. It's our top list today, top reasons. It's still better to see the movies in person. All right, here we go, number one. In theaters, laughs are bigger, chills are scarier, and The Rock is veinier. Top reasons is still better to see movies in theaters. In theaters, you can see movies weeks before they're available for streaming. Or if it's a Nicolas Cage film, 24 hours. Top reasons it's still better to see movies.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! I'm losing my eyes!
I'll wait.
Eyes! Yep. Ah! Mm-hmm. Ah! Yep. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Top reasons, this is our top list today. Top reasons, it's still better to see movies in theaters. On the big screen, Keanu Reeves' rugged good looks are so overwhelming, it almost makes you forget he can't act. Almost. It's empowering to tell that kid at the butter pump, more. More. Top reasons, it's still better to see movies in theaters. There's no thrill when you watch a movie without pants at home. Right now in theaters, you can see Wicked and Gladiator 2. Right now on Netflix, you can see Adam Sandler and more Adam Sandler. Top reasons, it's still better to see movies in theaters. Unlike your house, there's nothing disturbing about a theater having sticky floors. And at the theater, you have an entire selection of candy to choose from. At home, you just have weed. Okay, wait a minute. Forget that one. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
host.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. American Airlines is expanding its crackdown on passengers who cut in line during the boarding process. And Spirit Airlines is cracking down on passengers who try to escape during the boarding process. Ellen DeGeneres announced she's moving to rural England. That story for those of you who might give a squat where Ellen lives. Netflix says the last season of Stranger Things will answer all of our questions. Like, how are people in their 30s still in high school? Daniel Craig will star in a movie based on the DC Comics character Sergeant Rock. And Russell Crowe is in talks to play his partner, Lieutenant Roll. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. And see, what is today? Today's it's the Finally Friday edition of the program. So darn happy you could join us here. Here's some welcome news. The American Farm Bureau says your Thanksgiving dinner should cost less than it did in 2023. Here, I've got a graphic here. Let me share screen if you want to check this out. It's up on our Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. They crunch the numbers each year, and they look at around a dozen Thanksgiving staples, you know, like turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie. They've been doing this for almost 40 years now. According to the report, a basic Thanksgiving meal for 10 people should cost an average of $58.08, or $5.81 per person. That's down 5% from a year ago. It's still 19% more than the same meal cost pre-pandemic. But they say if you adjust for inflation, it's actually the second cheapest it's been since they started tracking prices in the mid-1980s. Back then, it cost $2.87 a person, but people earned a lot less. Turkey is the most expensive item on the shopping list. They say a 16-pounder will cost an average of $25.67 this year. All right. So what in the heck are we eating? What do Americans plan on eating? The new poll asked that, and for starters, 19% claim they are not celebrating this year. That's interesting. They didn't ask why. Maybe they're working, going on vacation, or they just want some time to themselves without cooking and the hassle of family. Anyway, of the 81% who are celebrating, the most popular food, of course, is turkey, naturally, followed by mashy taters. Here's the full ranking along with the rough percentages, by the way. And we did the top five. We did the top five in another survey. It was a completely different survey, but it's pretty on point with this survey. But we're going to do it from the bottom up. We'll start with number 13, Brussels sprouts. Number 13 with 13% of the vote. Ham. Ham came in at 12? I would have figured ham would have been much higher than that, but ham at 32%. Mac and cheese at 34%. That seems low, too. 11%. Or number 11, rather, with 34%. Corn beet mac and cheese, 41% at number 10. Cranberry sauce, 46% at number 9. Sweet potatoes at 48%, number 8. Green beans, 49% at number 7. Does that also include green bean casserole with the mushroom, cream of mushroom soup? And it's so good. Stuffing, number 5. We're in the top 5 now, 64%. And this, again, these are all on par with our top 5 from before. Pie, any kind of pie, 67% say that. Number 4, bread and rolls, 68% at number 3. Mashy taters, 69% at number 2. And then turkey, of course, overwhelmingly. 84% of people plan to have turkey on the table. Oh, yeah, we adjusted the percentages, by the way, to only include those who planned on celebrating Thanksgiving. So that's why the percentages are accurate. All right. Coming up, do we have one more food-related thing? Thanksgiving-related thing? Nope. Okay. Coming up, we have... we're going to get smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. And then we're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Five Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room, maybe Puppy Monkey Baby, is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Ripe cranberries bounce like rubber balls. They have tiny air pockets inside that allow them to float and bounce around. Wisconsin is the top cranberry producing state, and agricultural groups say for it to be considered ripe, it must bounce 1 foot off the ground.
Very scientific.
Very. Number two. Robin Williams and Ron Jeremy both made their film debuts in the same movie. 1977 comedy called Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses. After that, Robin went on to do more comedies. Ron switched genres. Number three. There are 293 ways to make change for a $1 bill. I'm not going to explain them all.
Yeah. No, I want all of them, Mike.
Yeah. We have that kind of time. Number four. Antifreeze manufacturers now use artificial flavoring to make the antifreeze taste bad. It used to be sweet, which made it appealing to pets, children, and people trying to poison other people. And then number five, flounder, halibut, and sole all have something in common. They have both eyes on the same side of their head. So if you want a disturbing image, there you go. And those are your five random facts. Hi, guys.
How are we doing, my man?
I am doing just fine. Sarah, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Mike.
Okay. Right. After having to witness Puppy Monkey Baby and the E-Trade Baby and all that kind of stuff, and then each and every Friday, Darius and or Sarah and sometimes both join us from Lynchburg Community Market, and today's no exception. How's it going, gang?
We're going good. We're excited to holiday-fy the market today. Today we're going through all of our decor and fun stuff and going to add some inventory to get it ready for Mistletoe Market, which is coming up very quickly.
Oh, it's this whole year has just jetted by, but I feel like the fourth quarter has just been like a freight train, you know.
It really has.
Yeah. So you guys are.
It was just like a week ago, and that's already been over a month. It is just absolutely flown by since then.
Tell me about it. We got Thanksgiving coming up too, and then right after Thanksgiving, you guys will be unveiling Mistletoe Market.
That is correct.
We're really excited.
What can we expect from Mistletoe Market?
I'll let you take it away, Sarah.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to be having carriage rides as well as Santa and all of our normal vendors and crafters, but we're going to be having even more vendors and crafters than usual. We're going to be unveiling some new ones, some friendly faces, and of course, make sure to shop local and support your local artisans.
Absolutely. So carriage rides are always a big deal in downtown. You always get such a good turnout. Santa Claus is going to be with you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Will Mrs. Claus be here, or is she taking a hiatus?
She's on a hiatus this year. We just got Mr. Claus this year.
All right.
And even before Mistletoe Market excitement, next week on Wednesday, we'll have a special little market where we'll have a few of our farmers and producers on site. So if any of you are looking for last-minute recipes, or if you have pickup items for breads, desserts, or goodies from the bakery, swing by on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and we'll have some producers on site. So, of course, come and see us tomorrow, but you'll have a second chance on Wednesday in case there's any last-minute items you need to stock up on.
All right, and tomorrow we'll feature all of the all of your producers, so you get a much bigger selection for your Thanksgiving dinner. But it's really, really cool that you're doing the last minute Wednesday market as well.
For sure, I think a lot of people either find out last minute that they've been invited to a friend's Thanksgiving and they need a last minute side dish, or it's the day before and you forgot to start your yeast rising, so you just need to come by the bakery and pick up a dozen or two rolls. So it's always usually a little bit of a busier weekday, but we always love it, and I think people just always want that one last little extra touch to add to the Thanksgiving table. And if you're going to do that, why not do it locally sourced?
Yep. And it's fresher. I love the fact that, especially with the bakery, you know, you can pick something up really, really fresh, like the day before, and it's going to be extra, extra special, like you had mentioned. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg, with plenty of parking, a little bit of construction, but you can get around that quite easily. You guys have your own parking lots and plenty of vendors, plenty of reasons, and get a jump on your Christmas shopping.
Oh yeah,
because you've got all the crafters. That I had mentioned this before. If you are looking for one of a kind, unique gifts, it's okay to shop the stores. It's okay to hit the mall. But man, oh man, if you're actually looking for something really, really unique and one of a kind, you're going to find that at Lynchburg Community Market with all your crafters in the crafters gallery.
Absolutely, yeah. It is always exciting to be able to create or get something customized that is truly unique for that loved one. So it's one of my favorite things to do for Christmas shopping, because I'm always whenever there's what do they call it, the white elephant, the little mystery gift parties, I'm always pulling out something really cool from the market. Take advantage of the local artisans. They'll be excited to make something special for you and your loved ones, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, again, Lynchburg Community Market on the corner of Main and 12th Street. And where are you physically located on the interwebs?
You got it, Sarah.
Okay, no problem. We're at lynchburgcommunitymarket.com, and you can find us both on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Make it a point to get down there. Start off or end your Saturday there. And certainly don't forget the Wednesday market, the special Wednesday market right before Thanksgiving. Gang, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. And make that place pretty full for Santa's arrival. We're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
All right. We'll see you. It is the Mike Show coming up. We have Nerd news. You're going to get really, really smart with This Week in Science. It's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Nerd News. This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a quick rundown. A team in Switzerland may finally have the answer of which came first, the chicken or the egg. A single-celled organism from a billion years ago already had similar characteristics to embryos. It suggests the ability to make eggs was around long before the chickens. So, in other words, the egg came first. In dinner news, here, let's turn this up a little bit. I don't know why it's so low. There we go. All right. In dinner news. Yep. British scientists. There they are.
Hello!
Yep. Created the world's thinnest spaghetti, and it's much thinner than angel hair. 372 nanometers wide means 200 times thinner than a human hair. It's so thin, you can't even see it. It's invisible pasta. I'm going to make that. All I'm going to do is just put sauce on a plate and say, it's invisible pasta. In nutrition, a study found we absorb a small amount of vitamins from breathing them in. It's obviously not enough to survive on, but it doesn't hurt. The average human breathes in 9,000 liters of air a day and 438 million liters over the course of their life. In space news, we took the first zoomed-in picture of a star that's not in our galaxy. It's actually pretty fuzzy, but still impressive considering it is 160,000 light years away. And every star you can see in the night sky is actually part of the Milky Way galaxy. And speaking of the Milky Way, tomorrow marks the 100th anniversary of when we learned the universe was bigger than just our own galaxy. The New York Times published an article on November 23rd, 1924, after Edwin Hubble realized Andromeda was a whole other galaxy. We eventually learned that there are billions, billions of galaxies out there. And that all is Nerd News This Week in Science. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, it's Jen Webb with the Free Clinic of Central Virginia, here to tell you about the second annual Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament at Crossfight Fitness to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia with a Dink Off Kickoff Party at 6 p.m. on Friday, December the 6th, with raffles, games, prizes, and adult beverages. Game day starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, December 7th, which includes an open entry just for the fun of it, or a cash prize entry, which gets the winner some cold hard cash, and that's a big deal, plus bragging rights to raise money for a great cause. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball to register today. The Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament is December 6th and 7th to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Okay, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. A Scandinavian Airlines flight from Stockholm to Miami had to turn around last week when it hit serious turbulence over Greenland. There's a video where everyone's screaming and you can see people getting lifted up out of their seats. Here, listen.
Sam!
It's okay.
Sam, I need oxygen.
Everybody right? Helper! Help her up! Help her up!
No one was seriously hurt, by the way. Let's see. Let's save that for stupid criminals. A Christmas tree farm in North Carolina was left devastated after Hurricane Helene destroyed around 80,000 Christmas trees. Here's Graham Avery of Avery Farms talking about the total destruction of his farm's crop.
You can do simple math, and then, you know, if we had 60 to 80,000 trees that we've lost, and they're $30 to $55 wholesale, I mean, it's a tremendous amount of money. It's gone. And it's going to be a tremendous amount of money to strip all this land back down to dirt and start all over. So it's millions of dollars, and it's many years. So it's just awful.
Yeah. In honor of the upcoming Brown Friday, Yelp put out the list of the most clogged up cities.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, I said the most clogged up cities.
In the butt talk, so.
Uh-huh. In America, Los Angeles is number one, followed by Miami, Nashville, Sacramento, and Baltimore. Here, I think we have sound.
Timing's perfect. I just clogged the toilet.
There we go. Let's see. In Georgia, Macon Bibb commissioners decided to ring in the new year by imploding the old downtown Ramada Inn. Here's Mayor Lester Miller talking about the plan, and Russ Henry of Christchurch Episcopal voicing his concerns.
We acquired this property to blow it up, and I think a lot of people are going to have a problem with it. They're going to have a little heartburn to start with. You know, we're going to spend a little money to tear that thing down, but what you'll see that's replacing that is going to be 100 times what it's doing right now.
We support the demolition. It's an eyesore to the whole community, and we'd love to have something else there. We just want to make sure that our church doesn't get blown up on our bicentennial.
Good Lord. All right. Here, skip that. We're going to use that one for stupid criminals, too. Skip that. All right, let's go with this one. In sports, the 2-8 Browns upset the 8-2 Steelers last night on Thursday Night Football in what turned out to be a very snowy night in Cleveland. Because the Browns were ahead most of the game, the fans braved the weather and didn't go home early. Here's their final touchdown in the final minute of the game that put them ahead of Pittsburgh for good.
To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown, Browns. Look at this crowd. Nobody's left.
Nobody. Final score 24-19. The Browns are now 3-8. Steelers are 8-3. All right, let's go to comedians. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Caponero? Is that how you pronounce it? Okay. As we get ready for a long Thanksgiving weekend, holiday weekend, here's comedian John Caponero, talking about the Pilgrims. He gives them a lot of credit.
Thanksgiving! Love Thanksgiving! Who knew the Pilgrims liked football so much? They were ahead of their time, let me tell you. Pilgrims were the best! Love those little guys. Hats and their buckles and their boots. They were awesome! They had it going on, and they knew it, too. Probably sitting around one day going, look at all this land and food and resources. We gotta have a party! Let's have a big bash and get thanks! Invite everybody, tell the Indians to come on over. What the hell, once a year ain't gonna kill us! Everybody bring something. Tell the Indians to bring the yams and the corn. We'll get the turkey and the potatoes, the gravy and the broccoli and the string beans, the cranberries and the biscuits and the pumpkin pie. Then we'll get all wasted on whiskey and beer and wine and margaritas. Then we'll skin a pig and toss it around and tackle each other. Maybe it'll turn into something. I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Who knows, it might even become a tradition. And wouldn't you know it, a tradition was born.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in news, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in News. All right. Here it. Oh, there it is. Police in Southern California were called to a hospital after a patient broke through some ceiling tiles in one of their emergency room restrooms, climbed inside, and he ended up getting lost in the ceiling.
The male inside the ER bathroom. Are we advised he removed ceiling tiles and he's now inside the ceiling?
Put your right arm up.
Okay, so by the way, the police officers put Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? In the background of this video to be funny. Let's see, what's the rest of the story? So the guy was a walk-in who was believed to be under the influence of drugs when the police got there. They looked inside the hole but couldn't find him. They looked at some blueprints of the hospital, tried to figure out where he might be, and they used a pole camera to scan inside the ceiling. They spotted him on top of a large HVAC unit wedged under a steel beam in complete darkness. They called him out by his name. He said he was stuck and couldn't free himself. Police say they spent an hour trying to get him dislodged. The man was arrested for felony vandalism. He caused more than $5,000 worth of damage to the hospital. The police say they made sure to show him that the jail toilets have concrete ceilings. Can't climb in there. All right. Let's see. Do we have anything? Oh, yeah, we had a couple other ones here. Scrolling. Okay. Passengers had to hold down and duct tape a man who allegedly was trying to open the door of a plane mid-flight during a trip to Dallas this week. Here's one of the passengers talking about apprehending the man.
There was no time. He was 2 feet from the door. It was just chaos. He was going for the door. And so I just grabbed the guy from behind and kept him from pulling the thing on the door. You know, we were on our knees holding him down.
All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. I like this one. A 59-year-old grandma in Canada broke the women's world record for most push-ups in an hour. She broke the old record with 17 minutes to spare and then finished with, get this, 1,575 push-ups. Here is Donna Jean Wilde's message to everyone.
Be a believer. Choose to believe in yourself and others. Plan to attack each day and to be on the offensive side of the game. Make time to do the things that you love so you can make things happen and write your own story.
Okay, she sounds like an infomercial. But there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Sorry about that. Let's get rid of that. Start this. Get rid of that. There we go. All right. Again, take two. Visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. And, all right, this weekend on Sunday, join us at the Bright Nights Block Party. We will be on Commerce Street, on the other side of Commerce Street, between 12th and 11th. We will be there with Three Roads and hosting the beer garden. So you can purchase Three Roads beer right there from us. We're bringing the Beast, which is our great big huge tap truck. That's going to be on site, and it's going to be right where all the food trucks that whole area is going to be a beer garden. So come on out and join us. If you're celebrating the Bright Nights kickoff block party, you can join us. We've got select beers plus I will have the prize wheel and all kinds of fun games and prizes, including we've got Jersey Mike subs, we've got candy for the kids, we've got Three Roads coupons and Three Roads chips tokens for you. So come on out and see us on Sunday from 5 until 9. It's the Bright Nights Block Party with Downtown Lynchburg Association and Radio 434. And Three Roads, of course. Beer Garden. I love it. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back. Are we back Monday? We are back Monday. I think we're back Monday. Yeah, we're back Monday. We're back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Nah, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?